With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. In early campaigning, Kamala Harris bragging she supports law enforcement. But during an event in Michigan at the Livingston County Sheriff's Office, former President Donald Trump says the Democrats are no friends of those who wear a badge and serve.
She's always been for defunding the police, and the person that she's running with, Tim Walz, is equally far left. This is the most far-left group. Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Stumping in Kenosha, Wisconsin, vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance says he's confident about being victorious.
I get so much joy and so much energy out of being here and meeting people and getting to talk to people and seeing what's going on in this country. We're going to win this race in November, and it's going to start right here in Wisconsin.
And day three of the DNC in Chicago coming up later today, speeches by Bill Clinton and Tim Walz. Also, at SRNnews.com, Ukraine's rapid military offensive into Russia's Kursk region seems to have caught Moscow completely off guard. In the last 2 weeks, Ukrainian soldiers have seized villages and taken hundreds of prisoners and forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people.
I think this move was totally unexpected, and we've seen that by the response from the Russian military, which frankly has been scrambling to respond to this stunning Ukrainian offensive in the Kursk region. There have been reports that they've been drafting in conscripts and they've been moving forces from the far west of Russia in Kaliningrad, the exclave in Europe, in order to effectively fight some of Ukraine's most battle-hardened units.
That is correspondent Emma Burrows reporting, and she adds that Russian forces are on their back foot, pushed into a defensive mode. This is SRN News. An evangelical leader urging Christians to vote.
Troy Miller is president and CEO of the National Religious Broadcasters, and he tells the Daily Caller that all believers need to get to the polls in November. Noting that millions of evangelicals did not vote in 2020, Miller says, quote, "As Americans, we are the stewards of a temporal home built on a foundation of faith to the best of its founders' abilities. We must do everything in our power to save America for the glory of God." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri residents will need proof of surgery or a court order to change their gender on a driver's license. The state previously required approval from a doctor to update gender on the state-issued ID. Now, the change follows protests earlier this month against a man's use of a woman's locker room in a St. Louis gym. Spokesman says the gym showed the man showing a staff of his license, which at the time identified him as a woman. This is SRN News. A health clinic in a Montana town plagued by deadly asbestos contamination calling an appeals court to reverse nearly $6 million in fines and penalties.
The request comes after a jury found the clinic submitted hundreds of false claims. Asbestos-tainted vermiculite mined from a nearby mountain was shipped through Libby, Montana by rail over decades, sickening or killing thousands of people. A jury last year said 337 cases from the Center for Asbestos-Related Disease were based on false claims that made patients eligible for Medicare and other benefits.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Boeing suffering setbacks on a plane already in use. Feds say they will require inspections of cockpit seats on 787 Dreamliners after one of the jets went into a dive when the captain's seat moved accidentally, disconnecting the autopilot system. More details at SRNnews.com.